Culture. Go back to pop.
Okay.
What a fucking lunatic.
What a fucking loser.
What are you looking up?
Right?
He's looking up that stupid fucking TV show thing.
Yeah. I want to see if you guys can guess what number one was.
Is it Cheers?
Oh, it's probably shit now.
It's Mad About You, isn't it?
No.
Just Shoot Me?
He'd have been excited if it was Mad About You.
What's your favorite Mad About You episode? I know you have one.
The one where she got tied to the pipes with the belt during the Twister, right?
Yeah, mine's the one where she... Where,
is that Mad About You?
Mine's the one from, you know, where he goes to that planet and...
He's
a dick, yeah.
Mars Attacks.
Mine's low-key the one where where he's a cop with this guy named Axel Foley. I think it was a Rush Hour movie, right? Rush Hour?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Rush Hour.
Beverly Hills Rush Hour.
Just kidding. None of those are episodes from Mad About You. Or My Two Dads.
Or are they?
Or are they?
Because I don't know how many of our listeners would actually...
care?
Well, care or have actually watched all of Mad About You.
Fair enough.
Was that something that you always watched,
Cody?
Yeah, me too. I know Mike.
We had this discussion. I don't know if we had it on the podcast once before, but there's that weird block of TV shows that you always had for like the longest time.
Yeah.
So it was like My Two Dads and like what was the other one was with that all the time too?
Are you talking about the Friday night one?
But throughout your history, throughout your life when you're growing up, you had those blocks of shows you always watched together.
Yeah.
And like Mad About You. And like News Radio and shit, where like those are always kind of like that, like that around the same time, yeah. And then like you had like Meryl Children and Roseanne,
yeah.
Even though they weren't on the same network, but they were always around the same time, you know. And then Mad About You had there was also Caroline in the City. There was that one too.
Yeah,
yeah. That was around that same time.
I never watched.
Was that dude on rollerblades all the time? Right.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. Comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody, where we have no plans to talk about anything particular. So guess what? This shit's off the rails already. I should look up that stuff, but I didn't. Do you see that Saw's doing an escape room?
Why? No.
Isn't that terrifying?
Yeah.
I was like, that's people won't get murdered for life.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna film that shit, but like, very first released in theaters snuff film.
An escape room.
Yep.
So there's like an actual possibility of you escaping.
Maybe.
Because usually those shows, like maybe one person escapes.
Yeah. But this is a real thing. You can go do a Saw-themed escape room.
Yeah. Like, what's it going to be? Yeah. You got to dig through that dead, quote unquote, dead body over there.
To get the key to get out of the room.
Oh, how'd you do this? This feels so real.
This is what I imagine a real body would feel like.
Fake. Yeah.
Oh my god, he made the blood pump. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's squirming. Samuel Jackson and Kobe Smulders will be joining the cast of Spider-Man Far From Home, which, by the way, details have been released on that. The beginning of that movie starts at the end of Avengers 4. Spoiler alert, Spider-Man comes back.
Or does he?
Well, he's in the movie, so.
Tim Jackson,
or is he?
Yeah, Dustin.
Yeah. So is. Kobe Smulders.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
dusted first, remember? And he ran over, got the space pager, and said, "Oh, help us, this lady from space." And then he went, and went click clunk, and it's like, dun dun. What's this? That's how I saw it in my head. I don't know if that's actually how it happened.
No, I'd say that's pretty close.
Mike, how many times have you seen it now? That's on digital.
Which one, Avengers? The new one? I haven't watched it.
Well, he hasn't gotten to it yet.
I meant, like, I don't know if you watched it right when it came out or you just waited.
Nah, man.
Wait to the end, huh? All 20-something movies? Watch it?
I should be there. And, me and Jim both got the day off tomorrow, so.
Oh, power through them shits.
Yeah, so we're going to
Movie, sex, masturbation.
That's the wrong order. It's masturbation, movie, sex, masturbation.
Oh, I just skipped one in the beginning.
Yeah.
I like how you just did this. Like he's just jerking off. That's not how he jerks off.
That's how he jerks off.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
We have discussed this. It's on the arm of the couch with one leg up.
Oh, he Captain Morgan's
it.
Captain Morgan's it.
Yeah.
But like a lazy way because he's sitting with his balls resting on the actual couch arm.
Set the AC down to 60.
Yep.
Let the couch leather get real cold.
Mm-hmm. Mountaintop that bitch. He likes to make it like a fucking obstacle course. A masturbation obstacle course.
What is this, a York peppermint patty commercial?
What would you
do for one of those right before?
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Masturbate on the arm of a really cold leather couch?
Ew, sir.
Ew, sir.
Fine, take it. Gross.
Yeah, we gotta make that commercial.
Well, now we have another t-shirt idea. It's the arm of a leather couch that looks like it's cold and says, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And like, we know exactly what that's for. We know what Mike would do. Almost anything to himself.
For a Klondike bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that got weird.
Yeah, it's fine.
It is what it is, dog.
Oh, yes. Mike.
What?
They're doing a new Halloween episode for Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's killing it.
Yeah. New season's really good. I love the new season. But it's the same show on NBC.
Season started?
Not yet, no. They're getting... I guess they're filming right now or getting ready to.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Go fuck yourselves.
Whoa.
Well, interesting. It says here that James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 script still being used by Disney, yeah. Even as Gunn is courted by other studios. He's going to get tons of work.
He's going to get plenty of work. It makes sense, though. You already have something that's most of the way finished, and you're...
Oh, the script's done. They checkmarked it already.
Oh, they yeah. Fully... Okay, because I'd read earlier this morning that people weren't sure if it was finished or if it was just like a draft.
No, it's finished. He even said on his Instagram, like, almost right before the whole firing thing happened.
Batista came out and said if they don't use his script, he's walking.
Yeah.
Which would be really weird if he did.
Yeah.
You think they would recast him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think so?
It'd be weird, though, because, like, I don't think anyone can play that role now.
No.
He's just too good at that fucking... His comedic timing is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's just so deadpan all the time. Just that fucking angel pirate line, that whole section when the Guardians first meet Thor.
That's not even his best part of that movie.
No, but that whole thing is just like he delivers that so well. You're just like, how does anyone keep a straight fucking face?
His best part is when Gamora and Star-Lord are kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And they look and they see him. They're like, how long have you been standing there? 1 hour.
His best line, though, in the movie is, I'll do you one better. What's Gamora?
Yeah.
That is one of the greatest lines ever.
That's pretty good.
It's so good.
He's got so many just one-liners that are awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing for sure. Goes over my head. I have cat-like reflexes or I have quick reflexes.
Yep.
I wonder, it still makes me mad that he's not getting the movie roles he should be getting. You would think, like, all right, he's killed it in a couple Guardians and an Avengers movie. Like, let him get the roles he deserves at this point. Like,
do you think it's that he's not getting the roles or he's just being picky about...
No, he's not getting the roles.
He's not getting the roles?
Because he's still doing those like straight-to-DVD action movies because he's got that old-school wrestler's mentality where he's going to go through and he pays his dues and he's trying just to learn, you know, because he's talked about that before. You know, the more sets he's on, the more people he works with, the better he's going to be. But it's like, at this point, I feel like he's done that enough... He should be getting better roles in bigger movies.
Well, we'll see what comes out of James Gunn working with other studios. He could easily be like, yo, I know this guy.
Yeah.
That would be really good for this part.
It's true. It's true. And James Gunn is definitely a guy who works with the same people when he gets a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially that the one way guy, Sean Gunn.
Yeah, weird, right? So if it's lame last name, it's so weird. It's even spelled the same. It's so nuts.
Yeah.
If he had a brother named Jed, it'd be amazing.
Get it?
Because he has...
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you got it.
Wasn't sure if you got it. Burn, burn, burn.
Venom voice is Redman?
Redman and Woody Allen. That's his His explanation of how he came about it.
Oh, how he came about it. Okay.
Yeah, the voices. He basically, he said he was doing his impression of Redman doing Woody Allen.
Wow.
That's okay. Where that voice came from. And I was like,
I can kind of see it now that I'm listening to it. I can kind of see why.
It's very bizarre. Speaking of bizarre things. American Gladiators reboot's on its way.
Yeah, thanks to Seth Rogen.
And Evan Goldberg.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Thanks to Seth Rogen?
Yep. Yeah. That dude's bringing back everything he loves.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I don't know how I got this power. I don't know why people keep asking me for stuff, but I'm going to use it. I'm going to abuse it. And I'm going to make shit I want to see. First, we're going to have a comic book adaptation from one of the most ridiculous books ever with a character named Arseface. And it's going to kill it. Then.
Yeah, boho for a face.
Then, I'm almost going to have an Invincible movie come out. Maybe it still might happen. Who knows? But then, ultimate goal, American Gladiators.
Doesn't really seem like an ultimate goal, but okay.
Hey, man, for him, shoots high and to the left.
Would you watch it again?
Fuck yeah, I would. Yeah. I loved that. I loved it the second time it came back.
So did I.
I'm not going to lie. I watched it as well.
I helped a guy get on that show.
Bullshit.
I knew a guy on that show.
Wolf.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
What?
Wolf used to shop at our store at Best
Buy. Oh, yeah, Best Buy. I knew Wolf before that.
I sold him the camcorder he used for his audition tapes.
And then you knew him.
Yeah, he was a rodeo clown.
Yeah.
Because my family...
Small world, dude.
My family was heavily involved in the Silver Spur Rodeo in Yuma.
Yeah, yeah.
So consecutive years, he was a rodeo clown. Hollywood Yates.
Hollywood Yates, yeah.
Yeah. Was his, and so I would see him all the time, and I would help him set up for his bits during the rodeo one year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking to me, and then we found out he was a pro wrestler at one point, too.
Oh, God.
And still did it. And it fucking, because this is me 10 years old.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're already a rodeo clown, which I think is the coolest thing in the world. And then, like, the other coolest thing in the world is pro wrestler. I was like, I want to talk to you forever. And he was so nice. He dealt with all my stupid questions from a 10-year-old giant wrestling fan. He was super cool. He showed me wrestling moves. He showed me his finisher. He did his finisher to me. The coolest guy in the world. And then we would see him at Best Buy because he would shop at our Best Buy all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then, boom, popped up on a... on American, or no, I actually, he popped up on American Gladiators before I knew him from Best Buy, before, because, yeah.
Well, I just want to get the timeline right here. So you knew him before he moved out here, you moved out here.
Yes, I knew him in Yuma when I was
and
a little
then
kid.
He starts going, he moves out here, and he shops at Best Buy where you were working in the photography department.
Yep.
So you knew him from that.
Yep.
And then he gets
so
on
somehow,
American
literally
Gladiators.
One degree of separation.
Yeah.
Before you two even fucking met.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
And then, but he still came into the store up until almost right up until I left. Or he would be in there too. So,
do you know why Mike loved him as a rodeo clown? Because he dressed like the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. He was the best, dude.
Wow.
He's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he told me he was like, he's there. Because he told me that they were redoing American Gladiators before I even heard about it. Uh-huh. And I was like, you'd be fucking kidding me, bro. You got to get this one. It's got stabilizer. It's got great low. I was going everything. I was like, this is going to be amazing. I was like, you do this. Get it done. He did it. And I was like, I know that guy. I sold him a camera. And he even came back when he got the job. He's like, yeah, man. I got that job from the auditions. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be on there as Wolf. I was like, oh, my God. It was amazing.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. He's a super cool dude, too.
Does anybody know what he's doing now?
He does country music.
Yep.
And he does stunt work.
A little bit of stunt work, acting stuff. He's trying to do more acting, I think.
Yep.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty rad. He's a pretty cool dude.
But, like, everything he's done, it's always entertainment-based. Like, you just tell he wants to perform.
Yeah.
Like, that's always his thing.
Huh.
Pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. He's been on, like, every version of CSI. He was on a bunch of crazy stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. He's recognizable when you see him. You're like, oh, That is Hollywood Yates. that is definitely him. You cannot escape the fact that is Hollywood Yates. Yeah, so anyways, American Gladiators. Getting the good old reboot.
Who do you think hosts this one? Because on the reboot, it was Hulk Hogan. And
can we have John Cena?
Ali's daughter.
Can we have John Cena do it?
Look at that. I don't know. I don't know if he'd do it at this point.
Can we ask him?
I think like 3 years John ago, Cena. He probably would have done it.
I'm a big fan. Dear. Oftentimes can't see you. Get it?
Get it? That's a joke.
But if you walk slow enough, not as slow as Drax, because then you would be invisible. But could you please host? Get it?
Drax is played by Batista. Yeah. I was at your WrestleMania match versus Batista.
Remember that?
That's not a joke. That's just a thing that happened.
It's a thing that went down. I was there. Get it?
Get it?
Anyhow, so I think I'm out of characters now. I should have not used Twitter. Anyways, Twitter post number 2. Hey, yo, man, can you do that Gladiator show again? Like, you can host it and be on it. Murder people. Thanks. Comes naturally. That's my Twitter post to John Cena to do American Gladiators.
Fair enough.
Yep, you're welcome.
I like it.
You're welcome, America. American Gladiators.
Do we know what channel it's going to be on? Do we know any time?
AMC.
AMC. American Movie Classics. American Gladiators.
Yeah. MGM Television is the only thing I see that they're talking about.
Because in the back in the day, it was on what? Like a UPN or a...
It's not a real channel, isn't it?
It's Channel 3 here in Arizona, maybe.
I want to say it was like a real channel, though, right?
Isn't Channel 3 a real channel?
Oh, is it?
What do you qualify a real channel?
Channel 3 is what I used to have to put the TV on to play Nintendo.
Yeah, see, it's not a real channel. Is there 2 or 3, depending on where you lived?
No, it was 3 or 4 for Nintendo.
It's 2 and 3, wasn't it? No, it was 3 and 4. It was 3 and 4 because 2 was KSI in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because
I think we always put it on Channel 4 for some reason.
Well, because you had a Channel 3. We didn't have a channel. We didn't have a channel 3
where, that's a good point.
In San Diego, yeah. So we used 3 because otherwise, use 4 it gets all fucked up.
That's a good point. Yeah,
that's before TVs had inputs.
Yeah, they just had the little antenna things that you.
It used to like be a skill to hook up a gaming system to a TV.
To
not just be like, oh, this goes here and this goes there. You had to like do weird things.
Well, it was even more than that. Like nowadays, it's literally just plug it in with power and then HDMI, and that's everything.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah, it was literally like, okay, I have to take
screwdriver.
This spade adapter that connects to the cable so that it goes in between, and then you'd have to screw it into the antenna. Yeah, you were basically an electrician back in the day.
That's also how I got cable. The junction box for everything was right next to my apartment.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Like, hey, they have cable. They have
now
cable.
We do.
I see a line from here to here.
My dad
cable.
Used to work for an apartment complex down here in Arizona back in the late 80s, early 90s. And
back
so,
in the day.
Yeah, we got cable.
Yeah, you did.
Satellite. All the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. I don't know why they made that super creepy, but it did. Dang, man.
What?
The original version of it was on for 7 seasons, 139 episodes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched every single
one
of them.
I love that show, too.
But the second
I was one of those those fucking tennis ball guns. I always wanted one of those.
Right?
So awesome. And the fact that they were adults running obstacle courses playing with Nerf weapons.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like...
And getting fucked up, though.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because some of those people who are competing were not athletes.
Oh, God, no.
You know? And so you just had these roided up freaks just tossing them all over. Freaks. It was the best.
Do you want something in this newer one that's going to be more like the original? Do you want it updated so maybe it's like American Ninja Warrior type stuff?
Kind of like American Ninja Warrior.
Or do you want... what's that other... Japanese one? Wipeout?
That's an American one.
Well, Wipeout's the American
Takashi's Castle.
Takashi's Castle, but it came from that.
Yeah.
Or do you want something more goofy like that?
Nah, I would like a less difficult version of the American Ninja Warrior, because you can't really add people trying to fuck with you on that one.
Yeah.
You know, because it's already kind of hard. And most of the time, if you watch an episode, only like one person finishes the obstacle course, you know?
Very true.
So like a less difficult version of that with people trying to tackle you while you're doing it.
Okay.
With potential for major wipeout. Like
that's why you watch it, watch people get fucked up.
You want to see somebody fall and land all dumb in some water below them, you know what I mean? Like that's always the
best part. You're all wet now. Remember the rock crawling one?
Yeah.
That one was nuts.
What was your favorite
This the one with the cannon?
That was the final.
That's the going back and forth.
Not the final one. The one where you had to go back and forth to different areas to try to make it up front.
Yeah.
Or hit the target with one of the weapons.
Mm. Always like the ball in the basket one.
Yeah. Those ones would be fucked up.
Where you had to run. You had the ball.
Yeah.
And you had to run and try and get it in.
Yeah, before they tackled your ass.
Because weren't the gladiators were like tied up or something, right? Or like on a... Because no, they weren't just running...
Well, there was less of them, I think, too. And they had to stay in certain areas.
That's right. It was the areas they had to stay in. Yeah, they're like restricted, so... Because then you'd get those great football-like tackles sometimes, those blindside hits, and just wipe motherfuckers out. It was great.
I think mine was the iconic one, where they have the giant like foam logs.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to fight... Well, and foam logs, but they also had the staffs, the bow, the foam staffs. And they had to fight on the top of those pillars.
Every now and then when you saw a gladiator lose, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it's usually because like they swung too hard and slipped or something.
Yeah.
It was never because of the actual person. On the updated one, there's that mountain one that was pretty dope. You remember that one?
The weird thing is that about the new one, I only remember like the intro being really weird. Like it was by the ocean and they had like a weird swooping shot of the arena that they were in.
Because in the newer one, where's it at? Events. So in the newer one, you had assault, which is the one who had all the different weapons. You had like the slingshot and the catapult and the rocket launcher and their grenades.
Mm-hmm.
You had Atlasphere, which is one in those big like hamster balls, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had to run and get into the little thing.
Yeah.
You had Earthquake, which contenders would wrestle on a 12-foot diameter platform that is suspended above the floor. And then later they added a pool to it. You had Gauntlet, which is pretty self-explanatory. You had to run the gauntlet. You had Hang Tough, which is the one you had to like go as far as you could on the rings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the further you went, the more points you got. You had Hit and Run, which apparently there was a UK version of it. I didn't know there was a UK version of American Gladiators. Or I guess it would be called UK Gladiators.
UK American Gladiators. Wait, what?
I don't think this is right. Where it says four gladiators, two on each side of the bridge, attempt to knock the contender off using 100-pound demolition balls. Oh, that's when they swung at you, right? I think this is the one. Yeah, that one's fucked up.
I don't remember that one.
You had Joust, which was always a fun one. Because when you got someone who's like, you could see their rock steady on it, like, oh, gladiators. And then you had the gladiators just fucking whooping up on the people who didn't.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. You had Powerball, which is the one Mike's talking about.
Yeah.
So the time limit was 60 seconds. In addition, the playing field is lined with padded walls, which means there is no out of bounds. The scoring bins have much wider openings. This is compared to the original one, making tossed balls more effective than in the original. Then in season two, caps were added to scoring pads by narrowing the opening to prevent the contenders from scoring by shooting the ball. And, of course, had to be entangled.
Yeah.
You had Pyramid, which is the tiered pyramid one. You had to make your way up. You had Rocket Ball. That one was two contenders being matched in the corners of the arena. Then the competitors press a button, launch. They are launched via their harnesses into the air. They have to grab a ball and then try to throw it into the scoring thing.
I don't remember that one.
You had Sideswipe, which is a series of five platforms similar to the size of the ones on Joust. Each platform has a bullseye target and a colored ball attached to the base. The contenders had 60 seconds to pull the ball off the platform, race across the five platforms, and place the ball in a target on the other end. You had Sky Track, which is the one where you're dangling, and you had to like pull your way across the thing. You had Tilt, which is basically their version of Tug of War. You had Vertigo, which is the rock climbing one, if I'm not mistaken. Or is that the wall? That's the wall.
That's the wall.
What was Vertigo? Seven flexible poles. Oh yeah, that one is fucked up. You had to like you had to go across the top of the poles.
Okay.
And then the handhelds and platforms. So the game begins when both competitors racing up a laddered pole. So you had to climb up the pole, and then once you reach the top, you must then sway the pole towards the next. Crossing and next one to cross over to it, so you had to like rock the platform and then get it close enough where you could jump in the other one. But then, of course, it is smaller than the one you started on, but also moved as well, so you'd like fall off the other side if you weren't careful.
I don't remember that one either.
Yeah, and then of course you had the Eliminator. That was my favorite way of saying that. And then much like that one, you had the different like climbing over a wall. Running up the like the little
the reverse
path
treadmill. Yeah. I remember on that one.
So brutal.
Yeah.
Other adventure. Blah blah blah. They released them on DVD and stuff. Apparently,
there's a couple of full episodes on YouTube.
There you go.
Did you ever have a favorite American Gladiator
from the originals?
From any of them.
I mean, Wolf was my favorite of the new ones. I just remember, let's see if there was... Do they list all the gladiators on here?
I'm sure they do somewhere. The only one I can really remember is Nitro.
Yeah, because you had Malibu, you had Lace, you had Zap, you had Gemini, you had Nitro, Sunny, Blaze, Bronco, Gold, Laser, Jade, Titan, Diamond, Ice, Thunder, Turbo, Storm, Tower, Viper, Atlas, Cyclone, Electra, Lace, Havoc, Saber, Siren, Sky, Dallas, Hawk, Jazz, Rebel, and Tank.
Damn. That's a lot.
There was a few of them.
It would be interesting to see if they somehow do like either celebrity contestants or celebrity.
Well, they had a bunch of like.
In the new one, I'm saying.
Yeah, so, like, in the old one, I don't think they ever did celebrity. Well, they did a celebrity show as one of the special ones, but I don't think they have any celebrity. Gladiators.
I want to see Terry Crews be a gladiator.
Well, you had Battle Dome, dude.
Yeah, Battle Dome.
That was like the redo to American Gladiators. That was more like story. It was like American Gladiators mixed with professional wrestling. It was weird. But he was a character on that show.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they had an angle where they went to WCW and fought WCW guys. So weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can just see, like, you have him, The Rock, or,
I forgot Gina Carano was on the update, or the reboot one.
Yeah.
Gina Carano was, like, the first, like, widely popular female MMA fighter. Yeah.
Well, here's a list of the Eliminator. So, in the newer show, the second time it came around, season one, because it only lasted for two seasons, season one, the Eliminator consisted of traverse the floating platforms used in the wall. So you had to do the same ones in that one. You had to climb the 8-foot wall. A rope is provided to help climb. Swim under the fiery surface. Where you actually had to swim under the fucking fire. I remember that because it was crazy.
Huh.
You had climb a 30-foot cargo net, which is always brutal because you just got out of like out of the water and you had to climb this fucking cargo net. Which, by the way, if you've never climbed a cargo net, it's fucking terrible.
Well, it's one of those things that I know as a kid, it's looking at those people and I'm just going, it looks like it should be so easy.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
And then you actually do it for like, dude, even for what, because a lot of times what they would end up having to do is swing to it and grab onto it. that seems like it should be easy. No, it's fucking difficult, and it's just difficult enough being on the other side of a cargo net.
Yeah, then you climb up it. Then you had to go downward on an inclined barrel roll, and they gave you the rope to help hold on. Use a hand bike to cross a pit.
Yeah, I remember the hand bikes.
Dude, it's like, oh, I'm like, oh god, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
You ran down a balance beam inclined downward, which makes it even harder. It's like, oh, it's downhill. It's not that bad, right? No, that's actually going to work against you because your momentum is going to make you unbalanced.
Yeah.
Terrible idea. They had to run up the pyramid, the same one they used in the game. You have to travel down the zip line, which is one of my favorite parts. I'm like, I want to do that right? So much because you have to hit that fucking the little squishy pillow wall thing. You had to run up the travelator. Which the rope was provided to help if you wanted to, but it was a points deducted or added, yeah. Time added or something like that.
Yeah.
And you had to run a short flight of stairs or climb the short flight of stairs, and you had to crash through a foam wall from Gauntlet with or without a gladiator behind it. And then in season 2, you had to jump directly into the pool, swim under the fiery surface, climb the cargo net, rope swing downward, tightrope walk downward. Use a hand bike to cross over a 6-foot deep ball pit. Run across a spinning barrel. So instead of running through it, you're running on top of it. You had to then climb the pyramid, travel down the zip line. Still one of my favorite things. You had to cross the teeter totter, run up the travelator, climb the short flight of stairs, and then rope swing into the banner into the pool.
So they did a celebrity American Gladiators, a one-off episode.
Yeah.
With
Dean Cain.
Dean Cain and John C. McKinley.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. The one I want to see is more of the bigger, like physically bigger celebrities.
Fitness celebrities.
I always wondered, and I still think this would be the right route, is why wouldn't they just have professional wrestlers be the athletes on the show.
I can definitely see where you're going, and you know that I mean? Would be definitely interesting.
Because it's already a built-in audience right there. You know, you have your wrestling fans. You have the people who are just like, oh, I used to watch American Gladiators. I'll check it out. And so it's not always the same group of people. You know what I mean? And then if you don't watch pro wrestling, you just stumble across American Gladiators, you're not going to know that these giant jacked-up freaks are wrestlers, you know, they're just
there was athletes. Quite a few wrestlers in the newer version.
No, but I mean like have a deal with one of these promotions and get well-known wrestlers, you know, not like, oh, this guy was a wrestler, this guy was a wrestler, but you would have to be a big wrestling fan to know it. Like, could you imagine like the New Day being like the primary, you know, the leaders of the athletes on the American Gladiators, how great they would be.
Yes.
You give them an opportunity to entertain.
Jesus.
They could be the hosts.
They could be ridiculous. They're ridiculous athletes. You have Kofi is one of the most athletic people ever. Mm-hmm. You have Xavier Woods, who
is getting jacked, by the way.
Is jacked as fuck. And then Big E is a power lifter. And, like, he's just, you know, you have your different kinds of athletes right there. Tell me they can't, you know, have a signature event for each of them. They'd kill it, dude. They'd be so good.
Two of them would host while one would be like one of the gladiators.
And they could trade off of who's hosting and who's
imagine the shit talking that would happen between those three.
So much.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, this is the best idea I think we've ever stumbled across.
I'm gonna tweet at Seth Rogen. Dear Seth Rogen, this will be very long Twitter posts. Please stand by.
Get it?
Get it? That's how I end all my sentences. Comma. Get it? No question mark, though. Just get it. They have to read it with inflection. No, it's a question. Yeah, Gina Carano is known as Crush.
Ooh.
Yeah. You had a lot of bodybuilders in the second. Well, I'm sure in the first one, too. You had, like, believed to be related to the real life to Tonya Reed, also known as Gladiator Toa. Who was Fury in the new season. You had Helga, who's an actress and a professional bodybuilder. You had Jet, who became a gladiator by virtue of season 1's women overall championship, because she won the champ. She won the first season and then became a gladiator. You had Siren, who was a professional bodybuilder. You had Steel, who was a professional boxer and mixed martial artist. You had Beast, whose real name is Matt Morgan. He was a WWE and TNA wrestler.
Yeah. He was probably, because he was right off his WWE run, so he might have been as the famous he ever was. But even then, like, he had a very short WWE run, never really did much. So yeah, he wasn't like, oh, it's that guy. You know what I mean? It wasn't like having a big name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Hurricane, who was in the 2000 and 2008 Summer Olympics, and his American record holder for the javelin throw.
Wow.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
You had Justice, who is Jesse Justice Smith Jr., who is an actor in Thor and in Like Mike. He's a professional kickboxer and a competitor on WWE's Tough Enough. Let's see. Mayhem was a reserve for season two, but he was in that one. Let's see. Rocket was men's season one's champion. So just like the other lady, he won season one, so became a gladiator. You had Titan, who was the captain, and he was reserve. He was original Thor. And then you had Toa, who was in real life Jamie Reed, also known as Fury. Related to that person, obviously. I mentioned that before. And then you had Zen, who is known as the Urban Ninja on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh.
That's what it says. Yeah, man. Marion Gladiator was so dope. I think redoing it in 2008 was not as a good idea. But why? Nowadays, that kind of stuff is more popular.
Yeah, it seems like especially with wrestling, wrestling's hasn't been this popular since probably the early 90s.
Yeah, but American Ninja Warrior, you have a lot of that stuff. That's like a real
people
big
people just
thing.
Love watching that stuff. It's a very YouTube type thing where you can just watch the fails and laugh. Yeah.
That's what I'm surprised nobody has started airing those crazy ass obstacle course running ones. The Spartan races or whatever they are. You have to run so far and swim through a pit.
Well, you can find those, yeah. But
I'm like,
you're
I'm surprised
you're looking
aired
at
those,
fail
though.
Army type stuff.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, because some of those are super long and they're kind of ridiculous. I'm just surprised someone hasn't really started to air those on ESPN or something.
Oh, gotcha. Well, they're not so much of a competition type thing.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's just
because they're more like, oh, I did it.
Well, of course it was. I'm saying
there is no winner in that type of thing.
They're all winners, Joe. Like the Special Olympics. Really, Mike? That's it? This is a head nod?
Uh-huh.
It's up on Twitter over there.
I'm tweeting Seth Rogen.
About our American Gladiator idea? Yeah. All right. Tell him to listen to the Friday show. We broke it down for him. Yeah. Yo, check out my podcast this Friday. And don't give him a link yet because I don't have it.
Yeah,
right.
Man. He's like, I don't care.
This is a link from the future. Like a pre-dated check.
So the original American Gladiators... they had four different lineups, and they were six events other than Eliminator. You had Pyramid, Hang Tough or Assault. You had Joust or Whiplash, Gauntlet or Tug of War, Snapback, and Powerball. Yeah, so there's nine different events that they ran through, but you only ran through six of them, and there was four different ways you could do it. That's pretty crazy, though.
It's pretty crazy. One thing I remember being frustrated about is there were events that I liked watching, and then they just didn't have them that episode.
Come on, man. You had your mainstays are always in there, too.
Yeah.
Pyramid was always, there no matter what.
Yeah.
Just in a different place if it wasn't up front. Assault was the best one, though, man, because it was super ridiculous. Because the gladiators trying to, pinpoint, had tried to aim that fucking tennis ball gun.
It was very video game. It was very, attack the bunker type of...
Yeah. Sometimes they nail them just right, right in the face when they try to run out.
And those stupid helmets. So their face is perfectly targeted. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh! And they always do that slow-mo, It's fantastic. And they always have the people who like try to jump or roll, mm-hmm. and they get hit in the roll, like, oh, come on, how'd you hit me? You actually made yourself a bigger target by rolling into a ball.
You slowed down. gave us a bigger area to aim for.
Yeah, but then you had those guys that like would be like matrix the ball as it came. They're like, they'd stop and like contort their body. You'd see the ball go, shoo! And they're like, dang! He knew it was coming. How did he see a bright yellow ball shooting at him like that?
Traveling relatively slowly.
Yeah. Literally, it has an arc. Like, you had to, like, you knew it.
Yeah.
But they had, like, the crazy Nerf weapons they got to shoot, like the rocket and stuff. And they sling, like, the ones my favorites was when the gladiators would hit them through the, like, just past the shield because the person wouldn't use the shield right on the rocket launcher. They would, like, hold the rocket launcher out. I'm like, dude, there's a shield there for a reason.
Yeah.
So you don't get hit. Or they hit him in the hand. I'm like, oh, that's dirty pool, bruh.
Right.
A, you hit, like, the smallest part of their body that's exposed. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink, wink. I'm talking about them penises. And then it's like just in front enough to get hold. So you'd have the like guy trying to hold it, brace it against the platform and like try to like peek around the corner and shoot and like misses wild. Like, oh, come on. I can't believe I missed. I'm like, bro, he's over there.
Yeah.
You shot over here. You're going to miss. This isn't wanting you ain't curving that rocket around. Then you got the guys up front. They would like get their little grenades and they'd try to like blind, like hook it. I'm like, dude,
no,
you have to. You have to like lean back and just pitch that thing, hoping he doesn't pull it, get the shot off first. Then of course there's the one where like the gladiators would run out of rounds, or like the few times it would jam or whatever, and he's like, or he goes like, ha, 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 I'm gonna walk up here, and like just take it because you always got more points for hitting the target than it is if you finished. So you always want to get that target. You know what I mean? That's why you got to take chances.
I'm trying to think, they should make a like a mix though between. Remember back in the day, Spike TV had that Pros versus Joes thing that lasted for a couple seasons. I think, man, if you can make your athletes like have some of the classic American gladiator games, but have your athletes be like actual famous or ex professionals or something, you know what I mean? Or like we were talking about WWE, because the Pros versus Joe things was pretty funny. Because like all these normal ass people would talk so much shit and be like talking shit to Michael Irvin about football, and then
get winded as
fuck. And he's like 50 years old, still running laps around him, catching shit on the fucking the sideline. Just fucking killing it. Or like Randy Couture, they'd have like a grappling match with Randy Couture. I'm like, good luck, normal people.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's gonna twist you up like a fucking pretzel.
That guy twists other human beings that are professional.
That are good. That are really good. Yeah. He makes a lot of those guys look dumb. And this was when Couture was retired the one time in between title reigns. So like he was the light heavyweight champion, beat, you know, Tito, beat Chuck Liddell, went away, came back, or went away, did Pros versus Joes because everyone's like, oh, he's a retired athlete, and then came back and won the heavyweight title. Jesus Christ. And so just on his free time. I remember watching that show one time, and they had the locker rooms. So in the pro locker room, it was Randy Couture, Michael Irvin, and a basketball player. I can't remember the basketball player. I want to say it was like Antoine Walker or something like that. But Michael Irvin was talking to Couture because Couture, it was like a thing where it's like, how many times can you, or how long can you go without getting tapped by Randy Couture in like a grappling match? Mm-hmm. And he like tapped these dudes like 8 times in a fucking like 3-minute span. Jeez. And Michael Irvin was all hyping him up, and Couture is just calm. He's like, yeah, it's really weird. I'm not even like a submission guy, like I don't do that. It's like, well, you do to these normal ass people.
I'd shit myself if I had to go up against him.
Yeah, there's no way. I'd be so scared.
Oh, I pulled my ankle. I can't do this round.
Yeah, I got a hamstring thing.
Yeah, like which one is the hamstring?
Yo, I pulled my willpower.
Yeah,
my willpower hurts.
You sprained it.
Oh,
I just compound fractured my courage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. It was weird. I was getting out of the Uber.
You start limping away.
And like, yeah, they're like, that's not even the angle you pointed at.
Don't care.
Yeah, this one's worse.
Yeah.
That one's the okay one. Shit. Yeah, so not good, you know what I mean? But it was fun. I'm kind of excited about that coming back. American Gladiators.
Yeah, but that New Day thing, if that doesn't happen now I'm going to be bummed because it's such a perfect idea.
Did you tweet at Seth Rogen about New Day?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He hasn't replied.
Come on, yet. Seth, get back to us.
Apparently, he doesn't have the alerts turned on for my tweets. I didn't.
Well, he a trick ass bitch.
Yeah, dickhead.
Watch, he ends up blocking you, and you're like, again?
I was very, very nice about it because I didn't want to get blocked by somebody. I go, dear at Seth Rogen, please consider making the famous WWE group The New Day the host / athletes on the remake of American Gladiators. And I tagged Kofi Woods and Big E.
Solid.
Simple.
But not.
Yeah. I went at WWE too, so they see it. Hashtag The New Day. Hashtag The American Gladiators.
But what about, you didn't put it to Xavier?
No, I did. I got at all those guys.
Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure you're getting in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would think that'd be a really good way to not only do cross promotion, but also just to get money from the WWE.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Vince doesn't mind throwing his fucking name as producer on some random ass shit for loaning out some talent.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and how long do you need them to film, you know?
Probably not very long.
What do you need them for? A couple days a week for...
That's even assuming that they film it one a week. You know, they could just sit there. Well, I mean, they film it and then air it. They could just
film all of them,
a bunch of them at once and then put them out, you know, every week.
It's true. Wouldn't be that tough to do. Let's get it done, fellas. Don't be pussyfooting around, as they say in the business. Business of pussyfooting, that is.
Yeah, if they partnered up with like WWE, you could have the New Day be the host / like guest athletes every now and then, and then like every week you could have a different famous like wrestler have a specific challenge or something that you'd have to beat them at.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Like the grave digger, Undertaker's grave or something like that.
Yeah.
You had to dig up a relative.
Oh, no. Shit.
While he's wrestling with you. And now you're wrestling with him, but you're wrestling over emotions of having to dig up a relative. Yeah.
This went awful.
That's where we're going with it. Isn't that where we're going? All right, no. My bad. You have to do heroin. Oh, wait. No, we're not doing that one.
No, this isn't old school 80s. Wrestling.
It's 80s wrestling.
Yeah, 80s, man.
Throwback.
Cocaine and heroin. Yeah. Any other news to talk about?
Nope.
We have the Henry Cavill wants to be the Witcher, which after wants seeing somebody
Geralt.
Do it, Geralt, which after seeing somebody's mock-up of him as
Boss Logic's mock-up
of as him as Geralt, I'm in. Totally.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Because I'm a huge fan of the book series.
Yeah, you're a big old
I want to be a fan of the video game series, but it's very much an open world and very hard to get into.
But amazing.
Because of that.
But amazing.
It was amazing for the little bit I've played. I want to get back into it.
You should quit your job and play that game. Or take vacation and play that game. Vacation one's probably a better choice.
Okay, done.
Because you can get paid to play it.
Done. In fact, I've already taken the time off. Done.
When?
First week of September.
Oh, there you go.
First full week of September.
Last weekend of August, I have off.
Why?
Hell City.
Oh, is that here in Phoenix?
It is. Phoenix.
We getting tatted up, bros?
They should hold that off
we
for
should
a week.
Our tattoos.
Okay. What's our tattoos?
We're going to get our faces on each other.
Each other?
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm going to get your face and your face, and you're going to get my face and his face, and you're going to get his face and my face.
We don't even get our own face?
Nope.
Gross.
That's a little narcissistic.
All right, fine. I'll get my own face. See? Fuck you guys.
See?
I'm
narcissistic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see? He said it. I'm going to get my face tattooed on my face.
Oh, so it'll be a face
don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do like, that.
So if I turn this way, you can't see it. Turn this way. Ow, me! You'll never know it's there.
Pretty sure
you're directly
I always
say
that
me.
When he does that.
Are you confident in your job? Like, you don't have to go on another job interview anytime soon? You good?
Not as far as I know.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
You feel good.
I'll just aim for phone interviews.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to work from home, guys.
I have a condition.
Yeah, a condition of my face on my face. Doesn't sound bad at all. Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, face on face on face.
You remember what Mike Tyson did? Imagine that, but with my face. on my own face. Decisions. They were poor.
Yeah.
I made them.
Were you drunk at the time? Nope.
Sober. We'll say yes. Does that help?
I was high on life.
High on good ideas. That was a terrible idea.
But yeah, so we have that. Not that, but before that.
Yeah, yeah. The Superman wants to be Geralt.
Yeah, so I hope it happens. It would be really awesome, especially with it being a Netflix show. It's going to have a pretty big budget. If you put a pretty big actor behind it, physically and
star powery,
it'd be awesome.
Yeah, man. Plus, it's like it's the amount of big actors who do stuff like TV shows and movies for the streaming services now is like it's not. Like, remember when Kevin Spacey first started doing House of Cards? You're like, why is Kevin Spacey doing like a TV
why is this
program?
Movie actor.
Doing yeah,
like, that's not even on a channel.
Yeah, like,
people are still
like weird. Like, but why on Netflix? You're like, but isn't that like just for like shitty movies and stuff? You're like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I remember that time, and I remember like we were still working at Best Buy, and like the first season came out on DVD, and I laugh when people are buying it. I'm like, y'all know you can get this whenever you want with Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to buy media.
Because, like, in that section, there's a gift card somewhere for a month.
Yeah, like, they were on those end caps. Remember those right? Black ones that went on the sides people always hit with the carts and it broke off or whatever? There was just, like, people, and that was, like, a big thing. It's like, they're like, sell Netflix subscriptions. I'm like, but people are coming here for DVD. These people come here for physical media. Selling them, they're like, no, sell them. I'm like, all right, whatever. I will do my best. I just said, hey.
No one ever did their best on digital subscriptions.
Yeah, stupid.
No one still does their best.
Remember
when we used to sell magazines?
Yeah. I remember when Best Buy used to sell magazines.
Yeah.
I never sold magazines. We had a little scan thing at every register. I'd go over and be like, get out of the way. I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I got in trouble a couple times for maybe throwing it away. I don't know what happened to it. Why is it in the trash? It must have fallen off the desk. The trash is 10 feet away. Strong wind.
Sorry, I was running across this article on Slash Film about Jaws, and it reminded me of, did you hear what Joe Hill may have come across? He may have solved a murder mystery from that era.
In real life?
Yeah.
A real one? Joe Hill?
Yeah, Joe Hill. So Joe Hill, everybody knows him or should know him. he's a comic book writer. He's a horror book writer. He's
sort of famous dad.
Has a sort of famous dad, Stephen King.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. Like, I knew he took the Hill name just to not be associated with his dad. Just he didn't want to ride his dad's coattails. But yes. I didn't realize that was the first part of his middle name, I guess.
No, it's the first part of his mother's maiden name.
First part of his mother's maiden name. Okay. Yep. Anyway, so his favorite movie is Jaws.
Shocker.
Right? And as he explains it, he watches this movie all the time. Well, it came back into theaters for just one of those, you know, like, was it Tuesday night type of matinee movie things. He took his kids along with him. At the same time, he'd gotten interested in a certain unsolved murder case called the Dune Valley Lady or something like that. I can maybe look it up real quick. You can just look it up. Joe Hill possibly solves murder or something like that. Anyway, so he's there watching Jaws in the theater with his kids when a certain scene comes up. It's the 4th of July scene where you see a bunch of people loading onto a boat.
Yep.
And he realizes that he thinks one of the people getting onto the boat was the lady that was murdered.
Oh, shit. Lady of the Dunes.
Lady of the Dunes, yeah. So if maybe Cody, as he's reading, can correct me a little bit. Her body was found about maybe like 10 miles away from the site where they were shooting Jaws at the time.
I'm reading over right now. Go ahead.
Where they basically found her hands are chopped off and she was just left on the beach. So they took, so he got into this whole thing and the mystery behind it. And there were like sketches and somebody did like a 3D modeling. They dug up her grave in sometime in the early 2000s. And they did a 3D image, like a reconstruction of what she would look like.
Yeah, I can see it right here.
Well, he's watching Jaws and realizes that there's a girl getting onto one of the ferries that is wearing a blue bandana.
Yep.
And blue jeans, and an almost exact description of what this girl was wearing, what this murdered girl was wearing. And he says himself that it's possibly just a coincidence, that it's an interesting theory to go with. And they tried to track it down. They got as far as what's the person called that hires all the extras and stuff? The casting director.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the casting director passed away in like 2004 or something like that. So they weren't able to get a list of who these extras were.
Because there was no list.
There was no list?
There's no list. No record of extras was kept in 1974 when Jaws was made, after a writer had looked into the archives of Universal Pictures previously.
Okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is crazy because the murder happened right at the same time that they were filming Jaws in the same area. And if you look at these pictures, she does.
Yeah, the
picture
creepy
that they have looks like her.
That's crazy.
Right? To go from a possible extra in Jaws to fucking
a murder victim?
A murder victim with their hands chopped off?
Yeah, it was the 40th anniversary screening of the film with his three sons when he noticed the woman who appears as a fairy disembarks in Martha's Vineyard close to the southern end of Cape Cod. The scene was filmed less than 100 miles from where the unidentified body was found. That's nuts.
Right?
Crazy. That's kind of nutty. The fact that he, like, that's like one of those coincidence things where, like, he just happened to know about that going into something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it, if you read the full article, even he says, like, look, this may be just a product of my overactive horror, you know, imagination, but it does kind of fit.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's wild, mm-hmm. as they say. Wild.
You know, it's also wild. Did they show the picture of Joe Hill? I didn't realize how much he looks like his dad.
Nowadays, yeah, it's super weird. Oh, my weird. God. If you look at the old pictures of Joe Hill, he does not look like his dad.
No, you take that beard off him, and it'd be like, why is Stephen King there?
Yeah.
You see that movie pass is cast Bruce Willis in a movie?
Yeah, dude. It's so dumb.
When is movie pass just going to go out of business?
Soon.
You hear that they, what was it? They had a day where, well, yeah, it was after the Mission Impossible one.
Yeah, Mission Impossible, yeah.
Where they ran out of money.
Yep.
So nobody could buy tickets to anything.
And then, was it right after that they announced that they're
limiting
new release ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's first come, first serve on new release movies. I was like, all right, guys, whatever.
People were posting pictures of what their feed looked like, and one guy was literally, it was just one movie. That's all he could pick from.
Yeah.
And it was just like a children's movie.
Did he say how it was?
I don't think he went.
No.
He's like, yeah, I couldn't masturbate one bit.
Yeah.
It was hard to get hard, if you know what I mean. Not for Mike.
No, not for Mike.
Not for Mike.
That's my secret.
Yep, he's always hard.
Always hard. I've been watching the Avengers movies. They're great. Or all the Marvel movies.
And on that note, I think we're going to go ahead and wipe off the chairs and exit the room. It's the end of this week's episode, everybody.
That's always the in process after we're done with this.
Like a good workout, you wipe it down.
After you're finished.
After you're finished.
Yep. And we all just finished.
Come snatch me, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, And as usual, you guys just came naturally.
I guess. Sorry about this episode.
Wipe it down.